TMS therapy for veterans in Utah. What to know? You came home and your wife said you were fine. The DD-214 says you served your country with honor. The VA says you have a 30 or 50 or 70% rating, paperwork to prove it, and a long list of pills to take. What none of them say is how often you wake up at 3 a.m., how many things you've stopped enjoying, and how tired you are of feeling like a stranger in your own life. For Utah veterans, TMS therapy is an FDA-cleared, drug-free option for major depressive disorder, including service-connected depression that hasn't responded to two or more antidepressant trials. It uses gentle magnetic pulses to wake up the parts of the brain that handle mood and motivation. No needles, no anesthesia, no medication interactions. Most veterans see meaningful improvement within 6 weeks. The VA and many private insurers covering Utah veterans recognize TMS as medically necessary, and prior authorization typically takes 1 to 2 weeks.
Why veterans are ending up on TMS more often. Around 1 in 5 post-9/11 veterans report symptoms of PTSD, and the rate of major depressive disorder runs higher in veterans than in the general population, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs and the National Institute of Mental Health. Antidepressants help some, but a meaningful share of veterans don't get full relief from medication alone. The American Psychiatric Association calls this treatment-resistant depression. For those veterans, TMS is one of the most studied non-medication options available. The FDA cleared it for major depressive disorder in 2008 after multiple controlled trials. Recent VA-led research has expanded the evidence base specifically for the veteran population, with response rates roughly comparable to civilian populations. In plain language, if you've tried two or more antidepressants and you're still not yourself, TMS is the next move worth considering. What's different about treating veterans? Veteran care isn't just civilian care with a different uniform.
The cluster of issues we see in veteran patients is specific. Service-connected depression layered on top of trauma exposure. Sleep disorders that have been there since deployment. Survivor's guilt, especially in patients who lost teammates. Hypervigilance that has cooled into chronic low-grade anxiety. Substance use as self-medication, sometimes years deep. A reluctance to talk that comes from a culture that didn't reward talking. Treatment plans for veterans usually need to address several of these at once, not one at a time. We coordinate where appropriate with the VA, primary care, and any other clinicians already involved. We don't pull you off existing medications without a plan. We don't ask you to retell the worst day of your service before you're ready. Why TMS specifically fits a lot of veterans? A few practical reasons TMS lands for veterans. No medication interactions. TMS doesn't add a chemical to a stack that may already be heavy. No sedation, no needles. Important for patients with medical history that includes IVs, blood draws, or surgeries that left a mark. Drug-free. Patients in recovery from substance use don't have to risk a relapse trigger.
Fast clinical changes. Most patients feel a small lift between weeks 2 and 3, with the bigger shift between weeks 3 and 5. Daytime sessions. No recovery time. You drive yourself in, you drive yourself home. You can work the same day. The American Psychiatric Association has explicitly named TMS as a recommended next step in treatment-resistant depression. For veterans, it slots into the standard of care without disrupting most existing supports. What a course actually looks like. Standard TMS protocol for major depressive disorder. Day 1, motor threshold mapping. The longest session, around 45 minutes. We measure how much energy your brain needs. Days 2 through 20, 4 weeks. Daily 19-minute sessions, Monday through Friday. You sit in a chair, read or scroll, leave when the timer beeps. Weeks 5 and 6, taper down to 6 maintenance sessions across 2 weeks. Total, roughly 36 sessions over 6 weeks. Some veterans add booster sessions every 6 to 12 months once they respond. You can drive after each session. You can work after each session. You don't have to bring someone with you.
Coverage for veterans in Utah. Most Utah veterans have one of these coverage paths. VA Direct Care. Some VA facilities provide TMS in-house. If you're enrolled, ask about availability. VA Community Care. When the VA can't provide TMS in a reasonable time frame, they refer out under the Mission Act. We accept community care referrals. TRICARE. TMS is covered for treatment-resistant depression. Prior auth required. Private insurance. Select Health, Regents, Cigna, Aetna, United, Medicare. Most cover TMS for treatment-resistant depression with prior auth.
We handle the prior authorization paperwork. Most approvals come through in 7 to 14 business days. We tell you exactly what you'll pay before session one. How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, veteran patients work with clinicians who understand military culture, the cost of service, and the specific shape of post-deployment depression and trauma. Counseling that respects how veterans communicate. Our clinicians use cognitive behavioral therapy, acceptance and commitment therapy, and trauma-focused approaches like EMDR for veterans with co-occurring trauma.
We work in your window of tolerance, not on a clinical timeline. Medication management coordinated with your existing care. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram, SNRIs like venlafaxine, prazosin for trauma-driven nightmares, and others. We work with your VA prescriber or take over the medication picture entirely, depending on what fits. TMS therapy for veterans whose depression hasn't responded to medication alone. 6-week course, FDA cleared, drug-free. Most veterans drive themselves in and out. We coordinate with VA Community Care or your private insurer to get coverage in place before you start. Frequently asked questions. Does TMS work for service-connected PTSD? The strongest FDA-approved indication is for major depressive disorder. There's emerging evidence on PTSD and OCD specifically, and TMS for OCD got FDA clearance in 2018. For PTSD, we usually treat the depression with TMS while addressing the trauma symptoms with therapy in parallel. That combination often works. Will I lose my VA disability rating if I improve? No. A rating is based on your service-connected condition, not on how you're doing in this exact moment. Improvement doesn't reduce your rating unless you formally pursue a reevaluation, which is your decision. Can I keep my current VA medications during TMS? Almost always yes. We coordinate with your VA prescriber. We don't pull you off anything without a plan. Some patients eventually taper medications after TMS lifts the floor. Others stay on them. Both paths are common. A short call answers more than another year of waiting. You don't have to wait until things break. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll talk about your service, your current treatment picture, and whether TMS fits your specific situation. We'll verify coverage with the VA or your private insurer before you commit to anything. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSLNT Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.